Next Saturday, November 5th, legendary jazz bassist Stanley Clark will be appearing at Germantown Performing Arts Center. Stanley Clark was a lanky teenager from the Philadelphia Academy of Music when he came to New York in 1971. He immediately landed jobs with famous band leaders such as Horace Silver, Art Blakey, Dexter Gordon, Joe Henderson, Pharoah Saunders, Gil Evans, Stan Getz, and a budding young pianist and composer named Chick Corea. The opportunity to state melody and to propel the bass to the front of the concert stage came to fruition when Clark and Corea formed the seminal electric jazz fusion band Return to Forever. This band was a showcase for each of the quartet's strong musical personalities, composing prowess, and instrumental voices. The band recorded 8 albums, 2 of which were certified gold, won Grammy Awards, and received numerous nominations while touring incessantly. Stanley single-handedly started the 1970s bass revolution, paving the way for all bassist, soloist, band leaders to follow. In 1974, he released his eponymous Stanley Clark album, which featured a hit 45 RPM single titled Lopsy Lou. Remember, we're talking about jazz here. In 1976, Stanley released School Days, of which the title track is now a bona fide bass anthem. Stanley Clark became the first bassist in history to headline tours, selling out shows worldwide, and have his albums certified gold. The word legend was used to describe Stanley by the time he was 25 years old. He was the first bassist in history to double on acoustic and electric bass with equal virtuosity, power, and fire. He's also invented 2 new instruments, the piccolo bass and the tenor bass. In 1981, Stanley teamed with George Duke to form the Clark Duke Project. Together, they scored a top 20 pop hit with Sweet Baby, recorded 3 albums, and still tour to this day. Stanley's involvement in additional projects as leader or active member include Jeff Beck, Ronnie Woods and Keith Richards' New Barbarians, Animal Logic with Stuart Copeland, The Super Band with Larry Carlton, Billy Cobham, Najee, and Darren Johnson, The Rite of Strings with Jean-Luc Ponty and Al Di Meola, Virtue with Lenny White. Clark has won literally every major award available to a bass player: Grammys, Emmys, Reader's Polls, All the Critics Polls, Gold and Platinum Records, Walks of Fame, etc. He was Rolling Stone's very first Jazz Man of the Year and bassist winner of Playboy's Music Award for 10 straight years, and I had a chance to talk with Stanley Clark. Stanley Clark, it's a great treat to have you on the radio with me today. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Hey, thank you. Okay.
You're going to be here with your relatively new band, the Stanley Clark Band, and this is the group that you performed with on the Grammy-winning Best Contemporary Jazz album. And it's a little bit different group than you've worked with in the past. These are quite relatively young musicians. So so tell us about this group.
Well, these are guys that have been with me for about 6 years. I sort of robbed the cradle with these guys, and they're great musicians. And you know, it's nice when you play with someone that long. You kind of, you know, you really get to know them, and so the band really sounds good. You know, the basic core of the band is myself, Ronald Bruner, a drummer, and Ruslan Sirota, keyboard player. And but by the way, Ruslan is releasing his first album. Matter of fact, today it's released. Today,
great.
You know, his record it has all the things that sort of young guys like today. They're, you know, a lot of the really good jazz players are not such purists, like, say, you know, purists to the degree that we were or the generation before us. You know, a lot of them have grown up in the hip-hop era, so their music has that, as well as traditional jazz stuff, as well as singer-songwriter stuff, and it's great. He's got a really fun album, really nice, and he's from Israel, and he has some classical music there too, and it's nice. So also, when we play in November, we're going to have a violinist named Zachary Brock, who's very good too. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited about the band. It's nice.
That's great. Can you sort of give us an idea about what this music is like? I've read it reviewed as being sort of a more of a funk oriented type band than maybe some of the more jazzier things you do.
This band actually is the kind of band that has it really sort of travels through all the different genres really easily. Like I said, These guys are really well versed in traditional jazz, but also funkier music, more ominous sort of stuff that a lot of the jazz fusion was like in the 70s. And it's really, really good, really fine musicians. They really studied their instruments really, really well. And so I'm really happy, very happy. We're going to do some of the stuff that we're going to do is some older things, some newer things, you know, because I've been out there so long, so there's a lot to carry, you know. I can never play like everything. Probably would take me a couple years to play everything that I've written, so I'm just, do the best we can out there.
Now, is there a difference for you in terms of feel and performance style, maybe, from playing with these guys who, as we said, are relatively young and have a certain attitude?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what it is? Somebody asked me that question the other day. And really what it is, you know, a lot of it is just, you know, just, the, you know, the cool thing of playing with someone that's young, that, you know, that usually has a lot of fresh, you know, ideas, you know, which is really a cool thing. But then, you know, the real reason for that is something that's really never really spoken about much with jazz musicians. There's kind of an unspoken code or really a tradition with jazz musicians, which is to, you know, you want to pass what you've learned on down to the next generation. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether that's so much in rock music or R&B music, but definitely in jazz. If you really go back, you know, back as far as some of the early Miles Davis groups and even as back as Louis Armstrong, you'll notice that all the bigger bands and more important guys that are out there always had younger musicians there, because it's, you know, when you think about it, the music that really hasn't broken any doors down or set any records as far as, you know, record sales and, you know, making tons, you know, millions and millions of dollars, like, you know, more popular music. But the reason why it just continues to go, it's because, you know, whether it's be in the school system or whether it's a band, it's always passed down to the younger musicians. It's kind of something that's never really spoken of, but it's there, and and musicians actually talk about it, you know. But it's not something that, I don't know why people don't talk about it, but it's there. It's real.
We're talking with Stanley Clark. He will be appearing at Germantown Performing Arts Center next Saturday evening, November 5th at 8 p.m. For tickets and more information, 751-7500 or gpacweb.com. Well, speaking, though, of working with mentors and older musicians, and you not too long ago finished up a world tour with the fourth version of Return to Forever. So
yeah.
What was that like to work with people who you have worked with your whole life?
Well, it's great, you know, because, you know, what happens is, like, Return to Forever was a really popular, you know, jazz fusion band, still is. I mean, our fans just flock out to see us, you know. It was a popular band. It meant something to a lot of people. You know, the group, you know, there's lots of groups like that. I mean, a lot of it's based in nostalgia, you know, which is fine. I mean, who wouldn't? You know, I mean, if, like, I was a big John Coltrane fanatic. I mean, if for some reason he could come out of the grave or whatever and show up somewhere, you know, I'd buy a ticket, you know.
So, sure. Who wouldn't?
You know, but, yeah, it's fun, you know, because, you know, our fans are, you know, they're our age. And what's really cute is that they bring their kids. And I remember we were playing somewhere, I don't know whether it was Nashville or, and this guy brings his son, and his son was just couldn't believe. He says, you know, I didn't even know musicians existed like this. You know, I said, man, you know, it just goes to show you how isolated, you know, you are. You know, you listen to the normal music of the day, Lady Gaga, so forth, whatever. But, you know, he came to see us. He couldn't believe, first of all, what we were playing, and he couldn't believe that at our age that we could play anything like that. I cracked up, man. I cracked up. Father was kind of embarrassed, but I dug it because it was real, you know. It was like, it was real. The guy said, man, you know, and I said, you know, we have all kinds of stuff on YouTube, which just goes to show you how big YouTube is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he just never heard of anything like this. He was just not aware that there was anything like this. And so I can imagine him just spending hours on YouTube, because there were a lot of guys from my time period that played and played music like that, and that were great, that are still out there, and there's all kinds of YouTube stuff. So it's great. It's great.
Yeah, absolutely. You're touring with this band for a while now, but I know you've always got projects in the works. What are you working on now?
Well, the biggest thing I have going now is, like I told you, I started a record company, and I have four artists out there right now.
Right.
Rushland is one of them. His record was just released today. I have another guy, his name is Kennard Ramsey, a guitar player, and another person, his name is Lloyd Gregory, and they're just their records are just starting. I have a really fantastic girl that plays jazz piano. Her name is Sunny Paxson. Her records are coming out. I think by the end of next year, we'll have 6 to 7 releases. And it's nice, you know. I was talking to a friend of mine, a drummer friend of mine, yesterday. He says, "Man, are you crazy releasing a record with this kind of economy, starting a record company?" And I thought, I told him, I said, "Hey, this is the best time." So he laughed, and you know, it's just something that you know, that I liked. I like going against the grain. We're doing pretty good. We have we make our records using technology, you know, to the fullest, so we don't, you know, we keep our costs down, and you know, the records are very good, and it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. Also, I put out a record a long time ago called At the Movies,
right.
And this was around the point when I'd done about 25 film scores, you know, because that's another thing that I do. I'm working on a movie right now, and I'm about 55 film scores that I've done, and I can't count the television shows that I've done, but I'm going to sort of compile a bunch of the music from all these years, and I'm going to put it out as a film composer's record, kind of a retrospective look at, you know, some of the film scores that I've done. So I'm working on that. That's nice. And then Sony's putting out a 6-CD box set of all the records I've done in the 70s, and they remastered it, and it really sounds good. I'm really excited about that, because those records were great, but we didn't have the technology, sound technology that we have now. So, man, those records sound really good now. So I'm excited about that. And, so we've got some things cooking there.
Well, it sounds great. And I know we're very excited that you're coming here to Germantown Performing Arts Center. I'm pretty sure that tickets are, if they're not completely gone, I know they're close. So
yeah, it's going to be good. So I'm hoping people come out to check it out. It's some tremendous, tremendous music. This drummer, Ronald Bruner, I have to say, I don't apologize when I say this. I really think he's, if not the best, one of the best young drummers that's out there today. You just have to check it out. It's really, really something unusual, the way this guy plays. So I'm happy to be there myself.
Stanley Clark, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
All right, man.
Legendary bassist and bandleader Stanley Clark appearing at Germantown Performing Arts Center next Saturday evening, November 5th at 8 p.m. For tickets and more information, 751-7500 or online at gpacweb.com.